Well, you know, the riffs are big things, aren't they? Riffs come from... I mean, one of the best riffs ever was... da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum. Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. I mean, it doesn't get any simpler than that, but that is just this wonderful landmark series of a few notes. And you can extend that into... Da 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 dum bum 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 bum. You can go da 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 dum bum 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 ba da da. You can go bum bum ba bum bum da da. You can go bum 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 ba dum. It's just the same five or six notes rearranged by another monkey. It's just, it is some kind of peculiar, you know, random throw of the dice. You come up with this permutation of such a few notes. But I remember at the time when I wrote that riff, I'm thinking, oh, I've got to come up with something here that, you know, has that sort of motif, a musical motif that doesn't quite sound like somebody else's, you know.
But the amazing thing is that people come and ask me how to play it, and I've just figured, well, you know, it's so simple, but and they don't see it as being a simple riff, that they hear it, but that the perception to them is just a good riff. They don't analyse it and think, wow, you know, it's just that.